Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. Here at the Disney Parks Podcast, we are your source for hot-off-the-press Disney news. My name is Park Hopper Sid. Park Hopper John is unfortunately away on assignment, searching the globe for Disney news just for you. And we come to you from the www.parkhoppers.com website. I am joined by the awesome Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
And last but certainly not least, Mr. Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com.
Welcome, Mouseketeers.
We've got a great show for you today, including limited time magic announcements from both coasts, $3 movies at Downtown Disney, news from Tokyo Disney, and tips for choosing the least crowded day to enjoy Mickey's not-so-scary Halloween party at Walt Disney World right here in Orlando. But first, with this week's movie quote contest is Tony Castelnova. Take it away, Tony.
Three wishes, to be exact. An ex-nay on the wishing for more wishes. That's all. Three. Uno, dos, tres. No substitution, exchanges, or refunds. Okay, if you know what movie that is from, and even what character says it in the movie, please send us that info. Send us your name and your mailing address to the crew at Disney Parks Podcast, and you can win a free Disney by the Numbers pin. We did have two winners last week. I did send them their pins. The pins are in the mail. I just don't have their names in front of me. So I'll have to get that for next week and then or Thursday's show, and we'll have to announce those winners. So thanks for doing that, and you too can win a pin.
All right. Well, to get us started, we do have a question from one of our listeners as well. Over on Twitter, Josh Sheriffs, if I'm saying that right, he's Twitter handle at JHSheriffs11. He sent us a note on Twitter to ask a couple of things that I wanted to run past you guys because I haven't personally been to Disneyland. He wanted to know, what is some of the best food at Disneyland, and is it true that you can take the monorail to Disneyland parks from the parking lots over there? So hoping to ask you guys.
All right, so best food, I would say Steakhouse 55 is number one. But since the new Carthaway Circle restaurant opened, I hear that's really number one. So you may have to go try that. Also, the Bayou restaurant. And if you could get invited to Club 33, that is also a nice place to eat. But Steakhouse 55, I think, was my favorite place. Now, the monorail at Disneyland is not like the monorail we have here in Florida. In Florida, our monorail is used as transportation. In California, it is used as an attraction. So it doesn't technically take you from the parking lot. The furthest point you can take the monorail from is from their Downtown Disney. There's a bag check. You swipe your ticket as if you're entering the park, and then you can get on the monorail, and it will take you to their station is Tomorrowland, and it will drop you off in Tomorrowland. There's no station by, say, the front of the park. It only stops at Tomorrowland. And there's no other stops along the way, even though it does go through the Disney California Hotel. It does not stop there, so that's
Tony,
it.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah,
also?
Go ahead.
As far as the best food at Disneyland, I will absolutely agree with you with the Blue Bayou. Park Hopper John and I loved that. But I must say that you need to go into the French Quarter and you need to get the beignet. That was a highlight for us. It was wonderful. The coffee was fantastic. We got there very early, sat down, ate our beignets. They have a lot of other food at that stand that was fantastic, but the beignets really stand out to me.
Yeah.
And as far as the monorail from the parking lot, no, Tony is absolutely right. They don't have it. They do have trams. It's a longer tram ride, but they do take you from, from very near your car exactly to the front gate. But the monorail in Disneyland is also different because it's a ride. You can still sit in the front with the driver like you used to be able to do here in Orlando, which they no longer do for safety reasons. But you can still do that out in Anaheim. And you can sit up there and talk to the driver. And it is an amazing, 180-degree view of the parks. And they'll point out different things to you. And a lot of them have been there for so long that they have great tips for you on different rides to ride and different things to go see. So you definitely want to ride it, even though you're used to our much faster monorail here.
Probably another good food item to eat would be the corn dog. We don't have them here in Florida. We have corn dog pieces, bites. But
we have corn dog nuggets.
Yeah, but there you can get a whole hot dog dipped and fried on a stick. So there's nothing like a good greasy hot dog on a stick. Anything on a stick is good. Cake on a stick, hot dog on a stick, Snicker on a stick. Put it on a stick.
There you go.
Corn dogs are good anywhere.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you guys wanted to add to that?
I think that's it.
I think we covered it more then.
Yeah, okay. Well, Josh Shifris, I think that's how you say your name. I apologize if I'm saying it wrong. But thank you so much for sending your question. I just want to encourage anybody, you know, we do check Twitter every single day. So if you want to send us a tweet, any questions like that, we're at Disney PK Podcast on Twitter. So thanks for sending your question. And then I think Sarah's got an announcement about limited time magic.
I do. Thank you so much, Krista. Well, let's start with limited time magic for Disneyland. There, you get to bring home a Lone Ranger boot mug. You get to help celebrate the upcoming film, The Lone Ranger, which does open the end of this week over in Frontierland at Disneyland. At the Golden Horseshoe, guests can pick up a boot-shaped mug featuring the Lone Ranger logo filled with root beer slush. In addition, guests can dine on the Masked Ranger favorite, a deluxe Angus cheeseburger with bacon and onion rings. You can also find the Lone Ranger boot mugs in Walt Disney World at Pecosville Tall Tale Inn and Cafe in Frontierland in Magic Kingdom Park. They are $8.99, or the drinks are $3.99 without the souvenir boot. But really, if you're going to go and you're going to get this drink, get the boot. It's completely worth it. We also have some additional limited time magic for Walt Disney World. A number of smaller events have been announced this week for limited time magic at Walt Disney World. And first off, the Magic Kingdom is bringing back its popular Long Lost Friends Week. And this time around, Disney is holding a vote to see which characters we would like to see. Voting is taking place on the Disney Parks blog, not the Disney Parks podcast blog, so sad, but the Disney Parks blog, and we will include a link in the show notes. The options include, just so you can start making your choices now, Clarabelle Cow and Horace Horsecollar, Robin Hood, Friar Tuck, Sheriff of Nottingham, and Prince John, the Pfeiffer Pig, Fiddler Pig, Practical Pig, and the Big Bad Wolf, Clarice Chip and Dale, Wendell, Liver Lips, Shaker, and Big Al, Chicken Little and Abby Mallard, Briar Bear, Bear Fox, and Brer Rabbit, Flick and Princess Atta, June and Leo from the Little Einsteins, Tweedledee, Tweedledum, and the Queen of Hearts, Dr. Facilier and Louis the Alligator, the Penguins from Mary Poppins, and last but not least, Susie and Perla. Of course, again, the voting is out on Disney Parks blog. Take a look at that. We will include the link in the show notes and let them know who you would like to see.
Yeah, I was looking at this list and this poll, and here was my question. Didn't we have Robin Hood, Friar Tuck, Sheriff Nottingham, Prince John already? Wasn't that the first round of Long Lost Friends that they did? And Claire...
Up here for you to vote, Tony.
Yeah,
well... Some people may still want to see them again. Maybe they missed them.
Well, with the stable of characters they have, if we've seen them, leave them off the list and put out, you know, other characters that, you know, we don't always get to see.
Now, Tony, we're being democratic today.
I know, but I'm just saying, if we've been there and done that, we don't have to go back, do we?
Yes, you know? It looks like we do. Hey, Krista, didn't you have some great news?
Well, I just wanted to say, too, I hope that the voting's still open by the time the podcast goes out. I couldn't find information anywhere about when it's going to stop, so I apologize for that, but... So, as if Disney water parks weren't fun enough this summer, starting Monday, June 24th, guests of Disney's Typhoon Lagoon water park are enjoying a taste of the new Disney Channel original movie, Teen Beach Movie, as part of Limited Time Magic. Running at various times throughout each day through September 1st, Teen Beach Movie Dance Party will feature a hip DJ spinning remixes of retro tunes, beachy-themed games, and some really rad bikers and surfers to party with guests as they dance away the dog days. Taking over part of Typhoon Lagoon's main beach and wave pool area, guests can participate in relays on the sand, hula hoop spinning, water balloon, and beach ball tossing, and the grooviest dance moves this side of Mount Mayday. One of the two Disney spectacular water parks, Disney Blizzard Beach being the other, Typhoon Lagoon ushers and gushers in a new generation of water adventures for Walt Disney World Resort guests and the first ever water coaster thrill ride attraction in Central Florida, Crush and Gusher. Now that's a 362,000-gallon saltwater coral reef diving environment in which guests can snorkel amidst colorful fish, coral, and plant life, and a 2.5-acre wave-making lagoon with surfing-sized waves. Teen Beach Movie, a modern take on classic beach party movies, premieres Friday, July 19th on the Disney Channel. I don't know about you guys, but I love those old Frankie Avalon, Annette Funicello, Beach Blanket Bingo movies from the 60s. Did you guys ever see any of those?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm hoping it's something reminiscent of that. It'll be great.
So there's nothing like dancing on a slippery, wet surface, right?
Right.
At a water park.
Huh.
Yeah. Is anybody going to watch this? It's a series now, correct, on the Disney Channel?
It's a series?
Is it a series or a movie?
No, it's just a movie.
Really? Okay.
Tony, you and I watched the trailer for this together a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but I didn't know if it was a series or a movie.
A movie. I am actually really looking forward to this.
Really?
I know I'm a little geeky. I'm a little bit of a dork, but sometimes that's okay. And between the dance party, which Krista, I think you and I can take on whoever shows up.
Yes.
We both kind of showed our moves about 3:00 in the morning when we had mm-hmm. the monstrous summer party.
I wasn't even liquor induced to dancing.
Nope.
No.
We're just high on life, Tony.
We would have been happy for water at that point.
Yeah.
What do you think, Krista? Think we should go and show them our, very groovy move?
It sounds great. Everybody leave your cameras at home and I'll be out there dancing.
I think she's talking to her husband.
Yes, mostly him.
I have not been to, was I at Typhoon? No, I was at Blizzard Beach last year. I have not been to Typhoon in a long time. Has anybody been to either of the water parks recently?
No, my kids.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, my kids have been. They love. They actually prefer Typhoon Lagoon over Blizzard Beach. They love it.
Yeah, it's I canceled my premier annual pass, so now I have to pay if I want to go get wet. I don't know. I might do it once in September when the crowds die down. Because there's nothing worse than a crowded park. And I did get spoiled the last time I was there. We did have one of those cabanas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That was very, very nice. It actually came in handy, besides the food and the drink, which was free. I don't mean food and drink. I mean snacks and water in the refrigerator. It also had started to rain, which was very funny, because people were in their bathing suits and then opening umbrellas. And I'm like, okay, you just got out of something wet. You're soaking wet. And you're worried about getting wet from the rain?
Were they possibly hiding their belongings under
no.
the umbrella?
No.
All right, it was worth a shot.
It was like the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I was like, umbrella? Really? You just got out of the pool. What do you need an umbrella for? So that was weird. But the cabana did come in handy when it did rain because we had a giant umbrella over us, so... which was nice because our towels weren't getting wet. Now, if they were carrying their towels around, I can understand why they might have an umbrella. But it was just fun to watch. So, I digressed a little bit there. Late summer and early fall are all popular times for refurbishments here at Walt Disney World and Disneyland, I'm sure, are the same. Once the crowds leave, the Disney employees need something to do. So, with some previous refurbishment announcements made earlier last month, and now there are a few more new announcements of works being done in the park. First off, Space Mountain at the Magic Kingdom will have a few brief closures during the month of September. These will be quick 2 to 3 day periods. So beginning on September 3rd through September 5th, they will be closed and it will reopen on September 6th. Then again on September 10th to September 12th, reopening on September 13th. And then one more time, September 23rd through the 26th, reopening on September 27th. In addition to Space Mountain, Spaceship Earth at Epcot will have a week-long refurbishment, August 18th to the 25th, reopening on the 26th. And I hope to God they're not going to replace the narration one more time. To see a full list of all these things and more, go to touringplans.com/Walt-Disney-World-Closures. You can see a full list. They have a great site there. You can see all of their closures and their maps and their crowd calendars and things like that. September, October, November are all really big months for rehab of stuff, at least down here in Florida. I'm not sure if they do as much out in California as we do here. Plan your trip accordingly, especially if you're coming down for food and wine.
You know, I almost feel bad sometimes when we do these closing announcements because we have people that have already bought their tickets, they've bought their plane tickets, and now they're hearing this. And they're hearing that this ride is going to be closed for, 3 or 4 days of their vacation. But at the same time, now you can plan around it. You get your park hopper tickets. You go to Animal Kingdom, you go to Hollywood Studios, you go here or there.
If you're booking your tick with Disney, you can ask them what things will be closed, and they should be able to tell you, what things will be closed. If you're using a travel agent, you may not get an answer immediately, but I'm sure that travel agent can get the information and then get back to you. So, if you have a thing like Space Mountain that you have to go on when you come here, that would be probably an important question to ask when you're booking your trip.
Well, we also have some updates on a new nighttime show at Tokyo Disney. As if there weren't enough reasons already to hop a plane and head overseas for a visit to these lovely parks, details for new entertainment for both Tokyo Disneyland Park and Tokyo Disney Sea Park have just been announced. Beginning in 2014, Tokyo Disneyland Park will host a new nighttime show called Once Upon a Time. This 15-minute castle projection show will feature scenes from the films Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, and also Alice in Wonderland. Then, in spring of 2015, Tokyo Disney Sea Park will unveil Disney's Little Mermaid, a new musical production inspired by the film. In it, King Triton will act as the host of a musical concert that stars Ariel and all of her friends from under the sea. The musical will take place at the Mermaid Lagoon Theater, which will be renovated with an upgraded stage, new lighting, and display screens. This all sounds fantastic.
I was just going to say, how awesome does that sound? I hope somebody out there listening gets to check some of this out and can let us know what it's like, because it sounds great. And I'm sure it'll be on YouTube and stuff. We just have to look for it later on.
Yeah, another good show, not here in Florida.
Well, now, Tony, we already have a projection show.
Uh-huh.
Which is what they're putting into Tokyo Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
So we do have that. And we have other musicals. So it's kind of nice that they don't have the exact same things at every park. So you have a reason to go and see them all.
By the way, our castle show has changed to the summer version. If you're coming down to see, I don't even know the name of that show anymore. They've changed it. I think, Celebrate the Mat? No, what's it called?
If you know the answer to Mr. Casanova's question, please. Send us
an
email.
Yeah, but anyway, they did change it. I was in the park this past weekend, and it's a whole new version for the summer. And they didn't announce that, really, I don't think. I think they just changed it up, and that's that.
They keep us on our toes. I mean, we complain when things run for too many years, because it gets boring for those of us who are locals, so it's sort of nice that they change it up and make it seasonal.
Yeah. I'm showing Celebrate the Magic.
Celebrate the Magic? Yes.
Okay.
Yep. That's the one. What was it called, what was the first rendition?
It was Magic Memories in You.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I loved. That was probably my favorite thing ever, so I missed that. But moving on, we have a really cool story that I found, thanks to Twitter, where you can actually see $3 movies for a great cause at select AMC theaters, including our very own Downtown Disney AMC theater location. So you can feel good about having fun. And all showings are at 10 p.m. Eastern, but you won't want to miss your chance to see these big movies back on the big screen and help support the Autism Society. Some of the movies that they've included are things like Spider-Man and like cool stuff like that. I can actually pull up the whole list here if you want to hear them all. But we'll also have a link on the show notes. But if you want to stop in and take a look, you'll be helping support the Autism Society. And it's going to be things like The Amazing Spider-Man from July 8th to 10th, The Hunger Games from July 15th to 17th, Olympus Has Fallen, July 22nd to 24th. Oz the Great and Powerful from July 29th through 31st. G.I. Joe Retaliation, August 5th through 7th. And Oblivion, August 12th through 14th. So those are some of the $3 movies you can catch this summer. So if you want to check it out.
Krista, do you know if they... Because I know they did this, I think last year. But it was just, I think, one or two movies where they... You know, took out, you know, a lot of the loud bangs and, you know, things that would not be autism friendly. Do you know if they are doing the same thing for these?
I haven't seen anything publicized about that, but that would make sense. I could see, you know, why they would do that.
Yeah, because I know, you know, something like Spider-Man or, you know, whatever, that's, you know, a lot of loud sound effects in it, and then that's really not friendly to somebody that's got some autism. Right. And I know what they did last year was they took some movies and, you know, kind of made them more autism-friendly, so it'll
that's
be interesting.
Yeah, that's some good inside information. That makes sense, because you're going to have families supporting the cause that probably have autism in their family. Yeah. My nephew's autistic, so I know he would probably appreciate, you know, the quieter sounds there. So that's cool.
Because I've been to the movies, you know, where, you know, kids are wearing headphones to kind of dull the noise. So. Mm-hmm.
There's also some theaters that are just loud. And I've even been shocked at, you know, Park Hopper John and I went to see a movie not long ago at a theater we don't normally go to. And it was so much louder than the theaters we're normally at. And it was almost to the point that, you know, we couldn't stand it. I will be honest with you. I took a napkin, tore little pieces off, and made earplugs. And that was the only way I was able to stay in the theater.
And I think with the new, you know, Dolby, THX, Sony 10K sound, sound effects can be, you know, loud. So.
And painful.
Yeah, if you're sensitive ears. I'm half deaf, so the louder the better.
What'd you say?
Huh? I gotcha. All right, kids, get your birthday hats, your birthday whistles, your birthday horn blowers, whatever you got, and come and celebrate Jose, Fritz, Pierre, and Michael's birthday. And if you don't know who we're talking about characters from Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, known as the first audio animatronic theme park attraction. It opened its doors 50 years ago. 50. That is a long time to have an attraction. But anyway, it was actually last week in 1963, that was the year I was born, the spectacular of singing flowers, wisecracking birds, and chanting idols have gone through a few changes over the decades, but the playful Polynesian spirit of Walt intended is still fully intact. Mysterious burning of our tiki room, we got our tiki room back to Walt's vision, so I am kind of happy about that.
Thank you, Tony, for throwing that match.
Yeah, right. If you're visiting Disneyland last week, you can grab yourself a Dole Whip and stop in for an air-conditioned show or two. Not forgetting to arrive early, though, for the outdoor pre-show, which is also very funny. Better yet, if you have the spare bucks, swing by the Disneyland Hotel on 6/28 through 6/29 for the Enchanted Tiki Room 50th Anniversary Merchandise Event. Can't even imagine. The weekend features the opportunity to buy exclusive vinyl Mation figures, posters, and other artwork, along with encounters with Disney legends Rolly Crump, Bob Gurr and artist Shag. I love the Shag stuff. Unfortunately, all the advanced online registration is now closed, but you might be able to purchase an admission ticket at the event on that day. Otherwise, we'll include a link to the merchandise catalog in the show notes so that you can dream of stuff that you can't buy. I love that they sell tickets so that you can go buy merchandise. Only Disney can get away with that. It is, it's one of their best tricks, people. I'm sure there's a lot of good stuff out there. The stuff from Shag I really like, so I would have liked to have picked up pieces, but I'm sure we'll find them on eBay.
Well, Tony, it's not just that they're selling tickets so you can buy more stuff. They're probably trying to weed out some of the, what's the lovely term, looky-loos, that just want to come in and say they saw it in person.
Looky-loos have money, too. That's all I'm saying.
Sometimes the rest of us are just looky-loos. So, Krista, if there was one piece that you could have from the Enchanted Tiki Room, what would it be?
Well, I'd have to look at the catalog. There's a link at the bottom, but they should be on the show notes as well. But let me see here.
No. If there was one piece from the Enchanted Tiki Room itself, if you were allowed to take it home, what would you want?
That's a tough question. I don't know.
How about you, Tony?
I would probably take home one of the talking totem poles.
Oh, that would be cool.
The tiki gods. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
You could, like, decorate a whole room around one of those.
Yeah. My youngest daughter, one of the first times she saw it, she covered her eyes because she could not tolerate the talking birds.
Aww.
She's going, the birds are talking. I said, yeah. They're fake. You have to understand that.
I think I would go for a talking flower, and I would put it on my entranceway and hook it up in such a way, because we're dreaming here, that it had a movement sensor, and every time someone came up to the front door, it would say something to them that would scare them away.
That would be good. I like that.
It's almost like a burglar alarm, but better.
Yeah. You could have, like, Fritz, what the hell are you doing here? Get out.
I love the accent, Tony. I hadn't even thought of that.
Hey, you do like a Ricky from, you know, Lucy and Ricky.
Absolutely.
That's the way he kind of talks, Fritz. You know. But Lucy, don't do that, Lucy.
Well, our next bit of news is actually from the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. So, aspiring pirates, mermaids, and princesses can expect to experience an extra special pinch of pixie dust and fun this month as both Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and the Pirates League introduce new packages to their lineup of already magical makeovers. Beginning June 24th, guests visiting Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique inside Fantasyland at Disneyland Park and at the World of Disney store in downtown Disney Marketplace at the Walt Disney World Resort will have the opportunity to learn what it's like to not only look like a princess, but to have the heart of a princess too, as we introduce the Sophia the First transformation experience. It's inspired by the hit Disney Junior show Sophia the First, and this perfect in purple package includes Sophia the First hairstyling, shimmering makeup, nail polish, and an assortment of delicate accessories, including a crown and hair bow that's sure to bring out the inner Sophia in every girl. The Pirates League has added a mermaid deluxe package and Jake and the Neverland Pirates deluxe package to its portfolio. These deluxe style packages will include your favorite elements from our ever-popular mermaid and Jake and the Neverland Pirates packages, which will still be available, but with a few new additions and twists. The Mermaid Deluxe package includes luminous mermaid makeup and makeup palette, mermaid hairstyle with color-changing hair clip, distinctive mermaid necklace, nail polish, mermaid sash, plus a special mermaid costume t-shirt and tutu. The deluxe package includes a Jake bandana with faux hair, sword and sheath, the Pirates League bag, a unique pirate coin necklace, plus a Jake and the Neverland Pirates costume t-shirt to complete the overall look. Now, if you're planning a trip to Walt Disney World Resort, I'd recommend that you book your experience today, as space will fill up fast. For Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, you can call the World of Disney inside Downtown Disney Marketplace at 407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-407-
WDW Style, which is 407-939-7895. The Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique inside Fantasyland at Disneyland Park is 714-781 Style, which is 714-781-7895. For the Pirates League, you can call the Pirates League at Magic Kingdom at 407-WDW-CREW, which is obviously 407-939-2739. And just as a reminder, if you're planning to book a reservation for the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, guests must be between 3 and 12 years of age and must be accompanied by an adult. So,
wait a minute, these aren't for adults?
I'm very disappointed about this.
I am heartbroken. Yes.
I wanted to be Sophia the First.
Did you want to be a mermaid, Tony?
Sure.
Sorry.
Yeah. Why not?
All right.
Hey, there were men mermaids in the Little Mermaid movie.
They're mermen.
They were called mermen.
Yeah. Well, come on.
Where do you think baby mermaids come from? Okay, that's it. Let me talk to Park Hopper John. We're going to set up a Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique for adults right here in the Park Hopper Studios. Y'all can come over. We'll crack a couple of bottles of wine.
Hey, and they stole...
I'll dye your hair fun colors.
And they stole our phone... Yeah, dye my hair? What hair? And they stole our phone number. WDW Crew.
Well, okay. I was actually thinking maybe Sharpies on your scalp.
Oh, great. I think I like the dyeing of the hair color better. Sharpies seem so permanent.
The rubbing alcohol comes right off. Well, Krista, what do you think? Would you take your kids to these?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I need to find, if anybody has a little girl that they can loan me, because I would love to go and see this in action.
I think that sounds a little scary.
No,
loaning you a little
scary
child.
If you said it, Tony. I'm sure we can find some, you know, niece for rent or something like that. Or, you know, this would be a great thing. Parents' day out. We offer to take the kids to Disney. We bring them home looking like a mermaid.
I know they do the pirate thing for adults, because I have seen adults have it done.
Yeah.
Unless they dressed like that at home and then came to the park.
No.
And it wasn't Halloween.
No. It's not as taboo over at the pirate, you know.
Yeah.
Adults can have that done. I used to book those appointments, so.
Yeah.
And I think the challenge may be the t-shirts and the tutus. So they did have to cut it off somewhere. Because you see this 4X guy walk in there and he wants to be made up like a Neverland pirate.
Yeah.
Like,
the only thing about these, I know, I think my niece and nephew had them done, is the price. These are expensive. If you have the full-blown, you know, dress, hair, makeup package thing done, they are a little pricey. You can buy the dress or the costume thing yourself and then have the makeup thing done, and you'll be saving yourself a ton of money.
In fact, that's a really good tip. Yeah, you can bring your own dress for your princess, and a lot of people don't know that. Yeah. Also, if you go on Etsy.com, there's some beautiful handmade princess gowns that would be really high quality, and you know, they could keep them forever, probably. You can order those ahead of time and just bring them along on your trip, and the fairy godmothers in training are totally cool with that. You can bring those.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I saw
my cousin, my cousin actually did that. She found some fantastic princess dresses on eBay and a few other places for her daughters. And then, you know, I had actually gone on this vacation with them, and so Aunt Sarah gave them princess hair, which was an almost exact duplication of bride hair when they were my bridesmaids or my flower girl. But so they brought the dresses, I did princess hair, we did a little bit of pink makeup, and they were more excited than if they had gone and been in there. Not taking anything away from Disney, if you have the opportunity, if you have the funds, this is a great experience for your children. It really is. At the same time, there are ways to get a very close to the same experience for your family without spending that much.
Yeah, I agree. There was where was I? I was waiting for something. Anyway, I think it was in the Magic Kingdom. And there was a girl that had the Merida outfit on. Costume, dress, whatever you want to call it. And I'll tell you, she looked... I mean, she had the whole hair and everything. And she was maybe the same age. She was dead on for Merida. I mean,
wow,
she,
same age. So we're talking like a 15, 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah. She could have, like, you know, gone and done the character greeting, and I don't think nobody would have known that it wasn't. I mean, she was... I don't know where she had gotten her outfit, if she had made it or bought it somewhere, but it was really good. She had the bow, the arrows, the whole thing. It was really...
Although, you gotta be careful with that, because they will kick you out of the park if you look too much like one of the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just stay away from cast members.
Yeah.
If anyone has done one of these Bippity Boppity Boutique experiences, we would love to hear about it and share your story.
Yeah.
So email us, call us, you know, Twitter us, whatever you can do. Let us know how it went for you and what you thought of it so that we can share that with the rest of our listeners.
Yep, definitely. I'd love to hear about it.
Well, and going to a different part of Make Believe and Dress Up, I would love to tell you about the least crowded Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party dates for 2013. Now, and this is according to Brian McNichols at TornPlans.com. If you are looking for the least crowded, the best day to visit Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party in 2013, circle Tuesday, September 17th on your calendar. Wow, that is really early. That Halloween party is on a Tuesday, it is mid-September, and it was the least crowded event in 2012's schedule. Now, I can understand if that date doesn't fit into your schedule. Last year's crowds indicate that Tuesday Halloween parties are less crowded on average than the parties held on any other day of the week. Friday and Sunday are the next best days to attend the not-so-scary Halloween parties. Thursday was surprisingly the busiest day, although it has something to do with the Magic Kingdom offering extra morning magic hours on Thursdays. Not surprisingly, the September dates are generally less busy than the October dates, although Tuesdays are still the best days regardless of what month we are discussing. The one big exception to this last year was Friday, September 28th. This was the busiest Halloween party that was tracked by Disney. The most likely cause was that this was the opening weekend of the Epcot Food and Wine Festival, as well as the weekend of the Wine and Dine Half Marathon. All of the parties near Halloween tend to be quite busy regardless of the wait times. Hopefully these details will help you choose the best Halloween party to attend, and we will include a link to the full story for you in the show notes. Make sure to stay tuned to the Disney Parks podcast, and we'll soon be giving you hints on Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party as well.
So I guess we're going on September 17th?
Maybe the 18th? I don't know. I haven't looked at the dates yet. I'll admit it.
Well, apparently the September 17th is a Tuesday.
Yes. Tony,
is it this year?
Did we go last year? No, we went to the Very Merry Christmas Party last year.
Yes, during Food and Wine last year, I think you guys were all sitting in a bar somewhere while Amanda Tinney and I ran the half marathon.
Yeah, probably.
And Sarah. I think Sarah McGovern was there also.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember who else. We had a group of us running, and the rest of you were not. Kind of like the year before.
I'm the not.
You're the not.
Yeah.
That was BK before Krista, but I can guarantee you I wasn't running either.
Krista, this is the deal. Once a year, meet me at the finish line with a beer, and we're still friends.
Okay. All right. All right. That sounds fair.
Sarah McGovern did that for Amanda Tinney and I 2 years ago at Amanda's first half marathon, and it ended up being a beer and a banana, but it was great. Now, I will say I'm not sure how I feel about going to a Friday night Halloween party knowing that we had to get up at 5 o'clock the next morning for the race, because we used to go back when they actually included a ticket and the dates were different. It was all very different about 3 years ago. They included a ticket to the Not So Scary Halloween Party with your registration to the Wine and Dine Half Marathon. But it was, I think it was the Saturday or the Sunday of the race. So you'd already run the race. You were good. All you had to do now was celebrate.
Right, let me ask this question. You can only pick one. Are you going to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party? Or are you going to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party?
Halloween.
Krista?
Probably Christmas. But I want to go to both this year. I don't want to decide.
So, Krista, why Christmas?
Because I don't really do costumes. It's great for other people, but it's just not my... I don't know. It's not really something I want to do.
I just love Christmas. Christmas is my favorite time of year. It's very special to me. So
Tony, which one would you go to and why?
Christmas, because I've done it so many times. It's like a family tradition thing. It's I love the parade. I love the music. I like the hot chocolate. I like the free cookies. It's like the whole thing.
Well, and no surprise, I'm going to be the odd person out. Absolutely Halloween. Part of it has to do with it is really fun to see everyone dressed up. I love to dress up for Halloween. But there's also that aspect of you get to walk away at the end of the night with your bag full of candy. The cookies and hot chocolate, you kind of eat them there or not, but you can't really take them home with you.
You know, one aspect I always thought that Disney should do, and I don't understand why they don't, is, you know, as the party is happening, the cast members should be looking out for, you know, very unique and cool and interesting costumes, and then put those people in the Halloween parade, you know, like at the end, you know, have all of those people, you know, kind of walk down, you know, the parade route so that you can see all of their cool costumes. I mean, it wouldn't cost them anything. It would be fun to watch, you know, and they get a little memory, you know, hey, I maybe get a button that says I was in the Halloween parade or something. You
that
know?
Is a great idea, Tony.
Yeah, well, I know. That's why I need to become a Disney employee so I can give these ideas to Disney for free. So.
I thought you vetoed applying at Disney.
No, no. I wouldn't veto. Why would I veto?
Because they weren't going to pay you what you're worth.
Oh, the yeah, well, you don't do it because...
Nobody can do that. Yeah. Tony's worth a lot. So.
He is priceless.
And listen, you don't work at Disney for the money.
Never.
Hey, I have an announcement, or not an announcement, a request to all of our listeners and out there. I would like for us to interview and speak to a Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom expert. And this is my qualifications of an expert. I want somebody that can explain to me in a childlike fashion the details of this game. What card beats what? How do I get to the next level? Why do I have to hold up 7 cards to beat whatever? I'd love to find out more about this game. I was in the park this weekend and I saw people playing it again. I said, I don't have enough information armed in my skull that I think I could be proficient in playing this game. And I probably don't have enough cards in my arsenal either, but that's a different story. So if you are an expert, email us at thecrew@disneyparkspodcast.com or go to disneyparkspodcast.com website and leave us a note. You can send us email from there. Our phone number is there. Give us a call. Or go to the Facebook or Twitter, however you want to communicate with us. And if you are an expert, we want to hear from you because I'd love to have you on the show. And you can, you know, show us your Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom prowess and how much of an expert you are. So that's my request this week.
That is a fantastic request, Tony.
Yeah, well, it came to me the other night while I was laying in bed.
In case anyone listening ever wondered, yes, we dream about the podcast and we dream about our listeners and how to make this a better experience for you.
I just dream about having more fun in the park. That's about it. Call the Disney Parks Podcast at 407-476-8898 to leave a message 24 hours a day. You can also email us questions and comments at thecrew@disneyparkpodcast.com. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DisneyPKPodcast. Follow us on Twitter, for all you Twitter lovers, at DisneyPKPodcast. Help us out by subscribing to us on iTunes. Rate us, review us, leave us a little note, and we will respond to you there as well. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio On Demand. Visit us at Disney Parks Podcast, where you can find all of our shows, our show notes, and leave us a comment. Join us next Tuesday for more news, rumors from all around the Disney parks, and we'll see you in the parks. I am Tony Calzone from Disney by the Numbers, and I ask that you stop by DisneyByTheNumbers.com, where you can read our news, our blog, see videos, sign up for our newsletter, and check out our photos and all the other good stuff that we have at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DBTN page. I know that's a little hard, but you can follow us there. You can follow us on Twitter at DBTN. You can find us on YouTube by searching for Disney by the Numbers. You can sign up for our newsletter at DisneyByTheNumbers.com or go out to iTunes and search for WDW DBTN Facts. And you can go out to iTunes and get our iPhone app, which you can use on your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. Check out WDW DBTN Facts on iTunes.
Well, I'm Park Hopper John, and I come to you from the www.parkhoppers.com website. You can find us on the internet at www.wdwparkhoppers.com. You can find us all across the social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, at wdwparkhoppers. Please sign up for our newsletter. We have a lot of great information, a lot of fun stuff that we're putting in there. And you can always sign up to get our blog post articles sent directly to your email for absolutely free. We also encourage you to go out to teamparkhoppers.com and Team Park Hoppers on Facebook. Help us to raise money while we're running and having a great time at all these great Run Disney events.
Hi, this is Krista from DisneyWays.com, where our mission includes bringing you exciting Disney news and information that's also sprinkled with Disney Ways treasures you won't find anywhere else. We want to help answer your Disney-related questions. We do post every single day, so we hope you subscribe to our updates by email. We do have monthly prizes for our subscribers, so you're automatically entered just for subscribing, and you'll be kept up to date with our coming events and all the things we have going on at Disney Ways. We can also be found at Twitter at Disney Ways, and we do have a YouTube channel that's a work in progress, but we'd love to have you there too. So check us out on the web.
We'll be right back.